Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we turn our calendar to July, a very hot, dry July so far, and our Extension Garden Calendar reminds us of a few things related to that. Reminder to wear a garden hat when working outdoors, especially in the heat we've been having lately. When watering with sprinklers, water in the early morning so foliage can dry. Consider a ground cover instead of grass in shady areas. And a reminder, as your zucchini and summer squash start to ripen, harvest them when small and tender for best results. Also, if you're getting fresh fruit, you can freeze that for later use. And we do have information on freezing, canning, and other preserving topics on our ISU Extension website. We'd be happy to get that information for you. As the weather stays dry, getting lots of questions about watering the garden. First of all, what is the best time to water the garden? If you have the time, early morning between 5 and 9 a.m. is the best time to water the garden, especially if you're using a sprinkler or any device that will wet the leaves of the plant. Watering is completed in the morning. The plant dries quickly. This rapid drying of plant leaves will help guard against the development of fungal disease, and a morning application allows the water to soak deeply into the soil without losing water to evaporation. For this reason, watering at midday in the heat of the day is less efficient because of rapid evaporation. If you're using a sprinkler, midday watering can also be wasteful, as strong winds and heat can carry the water onto the driveway, patio, or other nearby areas and make it evaporate quickly, so you don't get much lawn watered for the amount of water you're putting out. Watering in the evening with a sprinkler or garden hose can lead to greater disease problems, as the leaves will remain wet throughout the night and may spread fungal diseases. Mornings and evenings are excellent times to water the garden if you're using a drip irrigation system or a soaker hose. In the evening is not a problem if you only get the roots wet, as you don't have those disease problems on the leaves. If you're looking to reduce water use in the garden, you can start by applying a mulch around any landscape plantings or garden areas to conserve soil moisture. Mulching reduces the rate of evaporation from the soil surface and limits weed competition so that your plants get the water and not the weeds. Organic materials such as grass clippings, weed-free straw, and shredded leaves are all excellent mulches in the vegetable garden. Wood chips and shredded bark are great choices for trees, shrubs, and perennials. The depth of the mulch depends on the type of material and where you're mulching. You want to apply wood chips and shredded bark about 3 to 4 inches deep around trees and shrubs. Optimum depth in the vegetable garden ranges from 2 to 3 inches for finer materials that are thicker packed, such as grass, or 6 to 8 inches deep for more fluffy materials, such as straw. If you are applying wood chips to your woody plants, you want to make sure that you don't mound the wood chips against the bark. You want to leave a little space around the bark of the tree to allow the water to soak down deeply and not to create moisture buildup and fungal problems against the trunk of the tree. So don't mound your mulch into a volcano. Leave a hole in the center, more like a donut, if you're mulching around those trees. Newspapers can also make a good mulch in the vegetable garden. Either shredded or whole sheets can be used as mulch in the vegetable garden. Newspapers use organic ink, so gardeners don't need to worry about lead contamination. When using newspaper sheets, place a layer of 2 to 4 sheets between plant rows in the garden. Water the sheets well so they stick to one another and to the soil surface, and place a layer of dry grass clippings, shredded leaves, or straw over the newspaper to keep the paper wet and help trap that moisture in the soil. Want to also share with you some upcoming online opportunities for local farmers and those supporting the agriculture industry. First of all, starting next week, Extension specialists from Iowa State University and the University of Minnesota are collaborating to provide a series of webinars for farmers, ag professionals, and any other interested parties. Those are happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the next couple weeks here in July. The series is titled Essential Row Crop Management for Summer of 2020 and focuses on pest management topics for late summer. Webinars are free thanks to sponsorships by Soybean Association and Corn Associations in Iowa and Minnesota. Each webinar will be about 10 to 15 minutes of presentation with lots of time for question and answers. Those webinars are scheduled to happen at 1 p.m. on July 14th, 16th, 21st, and 23rd, and they will be recorded and available for viewing later if folks are unable to turn in live. Topics include tar spot identification, soybean aphid IPM, corn rootworm management, and soybean gall midge updates. And you can find more information as well as a link to register for those to get the live link sent to you on the ISU Extension homepage. Just search for row crop management and that should pop up for you. We also have a stress management program that is available online to any folks in the agricultural community. Farming can be stressful in the best of times, but certainly this year, between financial worries, unpredictable weather, commodity prices, plant pests, and isolation of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's definitely a year for the record books as far as anxiety and stress across the agriculture industry. ISU Extension is collaborating with COVID Recovery Iowa to offer 8 online stress on the farm webinars. These webinars are titled Strategies That Help. They begin Monday, July 13th and are happening for about a half an hour over the lunch hour from 12:30 to 1 p.m. They're happening Monday and Wednesdays, July 13th, 15th, 20th, 22nd, 27th, 29th, and then August 3rd and August 5th. Any ag business professionals, ag lenders, bankers, veterinarians, commodity group members, producers, or other individuals involved in agriculture can register at no cost for any of these programs. Again, you can find the information on how to register on the ISU Extension website, and we do encourage you to sign up for those programs if you are interested in learning more about any of those topics. As always, lots of great resources available to you from Iowa State University Extension, whether you're looking to manage your yard and garden, put up fresh fruit to enjoy later in the year, or do some online learning regarding your farm crops. All those resources and more available online. We invite you to check out the ISU Extension website or the Cass County Extension website for current information. Follow Cass County Extension on Facebook for updates and hot topics. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.